What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in. What a great Thursday. We've got the NFL back in our lives, and college football is amongst us. And you know who's amongst us now? The leader, the commissioner, the man himself, the man, the myth, the legend. He is on everything. I don't think there's a show he hasn't been on at this point.
No, he's not.
Josh Pate. It's good to be Josh Pate nowadays. Josh Pate College Football Show. Catch it multiple times a week. He is one of the best. He's a good friend of this program. Find him on Twitter at Josh Pate CFB. Good morning, Pate State University. How are we feeling? Week one is over, but still kind of in the rearview mirror, and now we've got week two to look ahead.
Yeah, not great, and I'll tell you why. Every time I try and walk around the block on the AirPods and do this radio hit with you guys, maintenance is out here putting in a new irrigation system for a dog park. Mm-hmm. Every single time, without fail. And they just looked at me when I yelled that. So I got to go back inside. So other than that, if you're just asking me about my football existence, things are great. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like we're getting something for the first time ever in the history of the show tonight that you have had to combat the JP poll allegations for years. And every week you got to put out the disclaimer. These are not rankings. This is a poll. It's different. We're getting Josh Pate's actual rankings tonight, am I correct? And is that the first time it's ever happened?
I feel like I'm declassifying stuff. I feel like I've been given the power to declassify. Yes, this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. Here's my thought on this. I didn't call in to talk football with you guys today. I called in to focus group something.
Okay.
So tell me, you guys have known me for a long time. You've known how I do my stuff for a long time. With the way the show is scaling, I'm keenly aware there are a lot of eyeballs on the show for the first time. And that means there are a lot of eyes on the JP poll product for the first time. Now, as much as I explain what it is, and as much as there's a disclaimer, the attention span is that of a fruit fly with some of these people. And so they're not really looking at the disclaimer. So they think that I've still got Texas number one in the country. I've still got Alabama way above Florida State. They don't understand this neutral field favorability. So I feel like it's my duty to put out what I'd actually do if I were an AP vote. Maybe not every week, but I need this to throw in people's faces. Do you think I'm caving to the mob?
Well, no, I don't, because I think your point of scaling is a good one. The show is booming. We've been P1s for a long time, but if I were a newbie, and even if I saw the description, I think the reaction that you would get out of me of seeing Florida State that far behind Alabama when they just whooped their ass by, you know, in a shocking result, I'd probably yell at my TV too. I'd like to think I'm smarter than that, but I don't know if I am, Pate.
I think you're right here, Pate, of the attention span of a fruit fly is accurate. I loved, by the way, the graph when you did the JP poll of like not rankings, not rankings,
disclaimer,
not rankings.
disclaimer.
Like, smart move there, by the way, coming off of his most viewed episode in show history. That
Things
deserves a round of applause. The man is growing.
I think it's that audience in the state of Oregon that's just boom and put him on over the top.
Look, we all cave to some form of pressure, right? Like in some ways, we cave and give in a little bit. Your show still holds up from when it started to what it is, and it's grown in popularity. I think it's okay for you to cave a little bit on this. I'm looking forward to it as a viewer and listener.
Yeah, I mean, I pay my taxes every April, so I cave there. So why can't I cave here? And just once upon a time, explain what we're doing, and then maybe just revert back to DGAF mode, as Meemaw would call it.
Yes.
Purely an acronym there, all caps. So, yeah, that's the only world where Texas is still number one. And, by the way, that's a shocker, but I had to hit up FanDuel to make sure with them. Like, what would you guys have, neutral field? They said Texas minus one.
Yeah.
What would you have, Bama FSU? Now, that was the real shocker. Like, I think even people driving around up there, when they hear Bama would be an 8.5-point favorite on a neutral field against Florida State if they played this week, everyone's immediate reaction is, please let me dump money on that. Please let me bet money I don't have. I will borrow money to bet on that. But then how crazy is the sort of rubber band whiplash effect week one to week two to week three to week four every year in this sport? So you got to be careful with that stuff.
Well, I also just add, too, I'm excited to see what the rankings look like tonight because I'm somebody who thinks that the AP voting system is broken and the preseason polls are ridiculous. And so the idea of, like, we're moving teams down, like Texas being ranked behind Oregon or a team like that, and I love Oregon, but it's like they play Montana State. One team played on the road at Ohio State. Those things aren't quite equal. Why are we dropping teams for losing when many teams would have lost in that situation? So genuinely curious to see how you go about it and where the rankings are at. We all know the biggest story, though, in the sport this week is the boosters are already rattling the cages and on three with your teammates there saying we're upset and we got buyout money ready to go and it's a line item. It's a year-by-year buyout if we need to do it. How bad are things down there in the South in the state of Alabama right now?
Yeah, I was in the on three building the other day because my show emanates from that building. And I heard that they were putting that article together and I did the Homer Simpson slowly fade back into the bushes thing. I did the Jim Halpert slowly take a sip of a cup of coffee and walk in the other room thing. Yeah, that was interesting. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is I don't think anyone in their right mind is paying $70 million to someone after going 0-1, but they can just yell on radio a whole lot. Yeah. And that is what they've chosen to do in the South. You guys think you've had fun after the Montana State win. Imagine doing Birmingham radio. Just imagine doing Birmingham radio in general. Then imagine doing Birmingham radio after an Alabama loss and an Auburn road win against Baylor, by the way. That has to be baked in. Yeah, it's been ugly. I think that, look, I was so stunned by that result. I still don't know what to make of it. Hold on, my food's pulling up here. I still don't know what to make of it. Because I know what I saw. Like, I went and watched them scrimmage twice. I know what I saw. I know my eyes weren't deceiving me. Yep, thank you.
Ooh, what are we getting? What's on the
what's in the bag? What
are we going, look, this breakfast bowl is going to be so good. I've ordered it every day for, like, the past 2 years. Same driver most of the time.
Okay.
So, anyway, speaking of breakfast bowls, I had no clue that was coming. And the one thing that happens in football sometimes is maybe the three of us are surprised by a result. But then in retrospect, you find out, oh, this had been a problem in practice, or, oh, that injury was a concern, or the coaching staff had a good idea. I've gotten none of that feedback from Alabama. They're as stunned as anyone else was. So either one of two things is true. Either the team's not remotely what people like me thought it was, which is a distinct possibility, or this was the most bizarre one-off example in the history of football. The reason I cannot be convinced of the latter until I see them play again is it wasn't like guys were just misaligned or dropping balls or, you know, not focused. Sure, those things may have been issues, but there were far more fundamental effort-based issues. Just the kind of stuff that I don't know you have one magical team meeting and correct. So I can still acknowledge, all right, the buyout talk's ridiculous, and yeah, technically they're still alive for everything. They haven't even played a conference game yet. I don't know that I'll trust that team again the rest of the year.
Yeah, the gap assignment note that you made on the show of just like guys just not hitting the gaps they were supposed to be in is alarming to me at that level of a program. But every time they lose, we get one of these.
This is a football nightmare,
and
bro.
So we'll always kind of revel in it because we're not diehard Alabama fans, and I enjoy it. This is the commissioner of football, college football, Josh Pate, our good friend. Catch a show. Josh Pate, College Football Show, YouTube, On3, wherever you get it, you'll find it. It's free to subscribe, as he likes to point out, and it's growing at a massive rate. It's hard to get over your skis on Oregon destroying Montana State. I think my takeaway there was the athleticism, the speed, the size. I think Dan Lanning year four, this is kind of what he dreams about. And I don't know about Dante Moore against better opponents, but on paper, they look like they might be even better than some gave him credit. I'm curious what your takeaway was from Oregon, even though they played an opponent like Montana State. And then also Mike Gundy this week crying poor as he's been funded by an oil booster for how many years, acting as if he's never had any money put into his program and the shellacking he's probably going to take this weekend.
Yeah, okay, look, the first thing, you guys know me to be one of the most serious people you've ever met. I never joke around. So the first thing I would like to seriously say is I'm glad that Oregon State gets to get out of that housing, or Oklahoma State gets to get out of that housing project that they play in down there in Stillwater, and they get to come to more immaculate facilities up there in Eugene, a very cash-strapped operation down there in Oklahoma State. So that's great. Lanning popped about 14 Zen during his press conference the other day talking about this, so I know they're going to run it up on him. And I also know that two things that I love that are blended together with Oregon right now is I think you're right. We were talking about this in the preseason. I think it's their best collection of talent they've had there. Now, whether that becomes their best team or not remains to be seen. But it's a really fun blend as a head coach. When you've got a supremely talented roster that hasn't proven anything, because you don't really have to worry about the motivation so much. You don't have to worry about the hunger and energy so much. So it's going to be a fun team to watch evolve. I don't want to get we're not getting carried away. So no one can accuse us of being carried away by the Montana State game. But I love how their schedule sets up. I love the dynamic there. I think Dante Moore is going to be slept on for a few weeks. Because people won't see him in a premier game, really, I guess, until they go to Penn State, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, this week's on CBS, but not a, I mean, you know, to your point on the point
Oklahoma
spread.
State's falling off a little bit the last
couple
of years.
Yeah, it's not quite, although it's not a great week. I did want to ask you about that this weekend, but before I get to that, Pate, it's so hard in week one. We wait all off season, and you're great at, you know, acknowledging, like, let's get a little more information and evidence before we have these strong takes. But just based on, like, what you wanted to see in week one, what is your most, like, confident takeaway, whether it be, you know, buying into LSU and what they did, or Ohio State defensively, or Miami, you know, Mario tried to lose that game a couple of times, but they held on tight, like, or even on the negative side of it, like, did you have one strong concrete takeaway outside of the Alabama loss from week one?
Well, obviously the Alabama loss was like the thing that everything else revolves around, but yeah. I guess, so Miami was one, the entire ACC, really, that picture. Yeah. In the preseason, it was pretty clear. Clemson's the favorite. And then there was a little bit of a gap. I'm not talking about in reality. I mean the odds market, perception, whatever. So what did we see? We saw Georgia Tech go beat Colorado, even being minus three turnovers in the first quarter. Somehow they go beat Colorado. We saw Miami get the win against Notre Dame. We saw Clemson lose against LSU. I think Louisville needs to watch out for James Madison this week. Florida State beat Alabama. So all of a sudden that ACC picture is really interesting. And I'm thinking ahead sort of to how many bids can those leagues get down the road. And if you couple that with the fact that the Big 12 got a massive weekend on hand because they didn't do all that great last weekend. And they got Arizona State going to Mississippi State. They got Oklahoma State coming up there. Utah looked really good last week. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, like Iowa State plays Iowa. I'm going to go to that game early before we go down to Norman for the night game this weekend. They got a really, really important week coming up here to try and make sure the out-of-conference reputation is such that they can warrant getting two bids instead of just one come Selection Sunday. Now, you know that I hate that more than I hate hate itself. That's the mentality in week two. But in the sort of the current playoff dynamic we have, that's the way from a conference holistic 50,000-foot worldview perspective you have to look at it.
Life been crazier for you. You are on every possible platform and show, and I could not be happier than when I turn on something and I see either the photo of you still image because you're on the phone or you're doing a live hit with a Kay Adams. We are genuinely happy for you, but how has life been outside of doing the show now that you're kind of been elevated even more than you have been?
It's been good. The one thing I actually hate about it is I've had to shave some of these out. Some of my radio hits. I'm not shaving you guys, obviously. You'd be the last to go. But I've had to shave some of the ones that I used to rotate in. I love – it's not that you hate doing national hits. That's great for your branding and distribution and all that. But I have the most fun doing what we're doing right now. So that I miss a little bit. But the trade-off is obviously – I mean, you're growing a college football-only show, which has been my goal. I would love when people – turn on traditional mainstream sports media, at least for a little while, they're going to get college football just in their face like a fire hose. And it may be that it's not on all day, but at the very least, if you like what you saw, you're told, if you want more of this, there's a place you can go get it. And they never talk NBA trades. All due respect to the Trailblazers. They never talk anything else. They just talk college football.
Well, good news for you is we don't ever make any trades even when we need to be making trades. So
never happens, man.
That actually works out rather well.
Stand pat out here.
You know, Dirt, I heard through all that. You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
He's never leaving. Do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
We got him, boys.
We got him, dude. One point on you scaling up. It is great as a fan of college football because I have found over the years there are so many national people who don't like the sport,
they don't watch
the sport, and it's like a secondary. It's the second most popular sport in America, and it's not even close. What did the Texas Ohio State game get? 16, 17 million
viewers? Four games with
like
10
just
million
insane,
viewers.
Right? Yeah. And there's so many people nationally who don't know how to talk about the sport. So seeing you nationally scale is great, but we do have listeners who are ramen noodle expressing what is in Josh Pate's breakfast bowl. What goes in the bowl? What are the go-to ingredients?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so we have a grain bowl base, ancient grains here, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. And then we have bacon, we have sausage, we have egg, double egg, because this is pre-workout meal for me.
Oh, yeah.
And looks like some, what do you call these things? Roasted tomatoes, I think they call these.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is scrumptious. Don't eat it with a fork, though. I find that's a waste of time. You got to eat it with a spoon.
You got to go spoon. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I thought you were going to go even darker and say hands. I'm like, hell yeah.
Let's get animalistic before we go squat deadlift, baby.
I'm not a savage.
We need to let you go eat that meal because I know you need to get the workout in despite working out in the morning and it being hard for you and everything. I know your days are crazy. Quickly, walk off one for you. We have a guest at 9 and we had to send him something once, so he gave me his address. I Zillowed it. I just was curious, not to like get price. I just wanted to see the house. Is it creepy to look up somebody's address without their knowledge on Zillow or Redfin? Yay or nay?
No. I mean, Bundy used to operate the exact same way, I'm told.
Go Huskies. There you go. He's the commissioner of college football, Josh Pate. Find him on everything. Find his show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, visiting a Pate State University near you. Thank you so much, commissioner. Enjoy week two, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.